Stamps.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A desperate search for the missing after catastrophic and deadly flash flooding in central Texas. More than 40 people dead in Kerr County, including more than a dozen children swept away in the fast-moving floodwaters. Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice.
We are finding bodies and stuff. We knew today was going to be that day. So our numbers are going to constantly be changing. We are constantly working on identification.
Search and rescue teams continuing to search for live victims. In neighboring Travis and Burnett counties, flash flooding also turning deadly, with several still missing. And now a new tropical storm, Chantel, taking aim at the southeast, heading toward the Carolinas. Maximum sustained winds now 45 miles per hour, causing high winds and dangerous riptides along the Carolina coast. In Israel, relatives of hostages still held by militants in Gaza calling today for the Israeli government to accept a ceasefire deal with Hamas. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says changes that Hamas is requesting are unacceptable to Israel. This is ABC News. Summer is in full swing and reports of shark attacks are making headlines. Part of a new National Geographic series investigated shark attack. Research scientist Megan Winston reminds us the ocean is sharks' habitat. We're just visitors.
Sometimes there are so many people and so many sharks converging in this area that people are literally swimming into sharks or jumping on sharks in some cases. And all of a sudden, whoopam, this huge human lands on them. Of course they're going to turn around. They don't really have much to fight back with other than their mouth.
And a woman in Wisconsin is fighting to keep her pet wallaby after it escaped her home and was rescued by police.
It freaked me out because I was like, oh my God, he got away.
Linda Roster, who lives in Cudahy, says she purchased the 1.5-year-old wallaby named August last year at a flea market in Racine. She says the local health department told her August is considered a wild animal and therefore must be handed over to animal control. But Roster insists that the wallaby is domesticated and tamed. Dave Packer, ABC News.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Marlins in Florida this afternoon. The crew winning last night 6-5, thanks to Jackson Churio driving in Christian Yelich to score. Joey Ortiz with a two-run single to take the lead. Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen got the win, retiring all seven batters he faced. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Ashby was tremendous. The fact that he can face both lefties and righties. He gets himself beat when he doesn't field his position or doesn't hold runners or things like that. But we've seen it. When he's in the pen like this, his stuff is, you know, you saw it, 97, 99, and it just makes everything better. He's got the ability, and I think that's the best role for him right now in his career.
NBA, who will the Bucks replace Damian Lillard at the point guard position? ESPN reporting today, the Bucks have been in talks with Chris Paul. He's now 40 and a free agent after 1 year with the Spurs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger. Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms taper tonight. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Beautiful. Less humid and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Monday, then a little more humidity Monday night and Tuesday with some storms possible. Right now it's 76.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lierley, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A desperate search for the missing after catastrophic and deadly flash flooding in central Texas. More than 40 people dead in Kerr County, including more than a dozen children swept away in the fast-moving floodwaters. Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice.
We are finding bodies and stuff. We knew today was going to be that day. So our numbers are going to constantly be changing. We are constantly working on identification.
Search and rescue teams continuing to search for live victims. In neighboring Travis and Burnett counties, flash flooding also turning deadly, with several still missing. And now a new tropical storm, Chantel, taking aim at the southeast, heading toward the Carolinas. Maximum sustained winds now 45 miles per hour, causing high winds and dangerous riptides along the Carolina coast. In Israel, relatives of hostages still held by militants in Gaza calling today for the Israeli government to accept a ceasefire deal with Hamas. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says changes that Hamas is requesting are unacceptable to Israel. This is ABC News. Summer is in full swing and reports of shark attacks are making headlines. Part of a new National Geographic series investigated shark attack. Research scientist Megan Winston reminds us the ocean is sharks' habitat. We're just visitors.
Sometimes there are so many people and so many sharks converging in this area that people are literally swimming into sharks or jumping on sharks in some cases. And all of a sudden, whoopam, this huge human lands on them. Of course they're going to turn around. They don't really have much to fight back with other than their mouth.
And a woman in Wisconsin is fighting to keep her pet wallaby after it escaped her home and was rescued by police.
It freaked me out because I was like, oh my God, he got away.
Linda Roster, who lives in Cudahy, says she purchased the 1.5-year-old wallaby named August last year at a flea market in Racine. She says the local health department told her August is considered a wild animal and therefore must be handed over to animal control. But Roster insists that the wallaby is domesticated and tamed. Dave Packer, ABC News.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we're still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A desperate search for the missing after catastrophic and deadly flash flooding in Central Texas. More than 40 people dead in Kerr County, including more than a dozen children swept away in the fast-moving floodwaters. Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice.
We are finding bodies and stuff. We knew today was going to be that day. So our numbers are going to constantly be changing. We are constantly working on identification.
Search and rescue teams continuing to search for live victims. In neighboring Travis and Burnett counties, flash flooding also turning deadly, with several still missing. And now a new tropical storm, Chantel, taking aim at the southeast, heading toward the Carolinas. Maximum sustained winds now 45 miles per hour, causing high winds and dangerous riptides along the Carolina coast. In Israel, relatives of hostages still held by militants in Gaza calling today for the Israeli government to accept a ceasefire deal with Hamas. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says changes that Hamas is requesting are unacceptable to Israel. This is ABC News. Summer is in full swing and reports of shark attacks are making headlines. Part of a new National Geographic series investigated shark attack. Research scientist Megan Winston reminds us the ocean is sharks' habitat. We're just visitors.
Sometimes there are so many people and so many sharks converging in this area that people are literally swimming into sharks or jumping on sharks in some cases. And all of a sudden, whapam, this huge human lands on them. Of course they're going to turn around. They don't really have much to fight back with other than their mouth.
And a woman in Wisconsin is fighting to keep her pet wallaby after it escaped her home and was rescued by police.
It freaks me out because I thought, oh my God, he got away.
Linda Roster, who lives in Cudahy, says she purchased the 1.5-year-old wallaby named August last year at a flea market in Racine. She says the local health department told her August is considered a wild animal and therefore must be handed over to animal control. But Roster insists that the wallaby is domesticated and tamed. Dave Packer, ABC News.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Pat Kreitlow.
on Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Independence Day special edition. Don't forget, right now, we are in the middle of our Free Ticket Friday giveaway up for grabs for Milwaukee Brewer tickets for the game on July 11th at 7:10 p.m. And no, you may not exchange it if you win for another day. Have to be able to go on July 11th. How do you win them or have a chance to win them? Download the Civic Media app and text the word FIREWORK. Firework, singular, FIREWORK, firework, to the Civic Media app right now. Make sure you spell it correctly. The computer will not recognize misspellings, so be ready for that. It is the 4th of July. Go looking back at a couple of shows from the year previous or so. Last fall, I guess it was, right? Summers, over the winter.
Yep, it was in November.
November, thank you very much. Trigvi Olsen and I, on one of our What Makes Wisconsin Great tours, spent a little time up in Appleton and checked out the Timber Rattlers baseball park. Jeez, time to talk. The baseball park, it is a subsidiary minor league team of the Milwaukee Brewers. So a lot of famous Brewers have gone through the Timber Rattlers Stadium in Appleton. We're going to pick it up in progress. So here now, our conversation with Trigvi Olsen and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers from last fall up in Appleton. We are at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium, the home of Wisconsin's gem, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We are excited to be here. Thanks for joining us in what is going to be a blockbuster show. Our great friend Reed Galen, one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project and president of the union, is on a plane for a 13-hour homestay back home in Utah, and then he is on the road to Pennsylvania getting the job done out there. We appreciate all his time he spent with us this week. And also, Trigger for paying for the bus. We appreciate that as well to get us around. Trigvi Olsen, though, is still here. We appreciate him, like myself, a native of Wisconsin. He from River Falls and now one of the senior advisors at the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, we have made our way here to this beautiful, beautiful facility.
Oh, my God. I got a tour of this place. Mm-hmm. And I got to go down to the clubhouse. I got to see the batting cages. I got to see the weight room. This has got to be the nicest minor league stadium in the country. Well, there's no way that it's not.
Let's bring on our special guest here at the table for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like. He is Mr. Rob Zurjav. He is the president, CEO, and managing partner of this great organization here, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And Rob, first of all, thank you so much for your hospitality and letting us do this show here. And like Trigvi says, this is a primo facility.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. One, thank you for being here. Thank you for the very kind words. And yeah, we're very proud of what we've built here in Appleton. And it is. There's pieces of this that are the best in all of minor league baseball. So we're very, very proud of our little gem here in the Fox
City. And if I read correctly, I mean, you guys just won an award for having one of the best stadiums in the country.
Yeah, we were named Ballpark Digest actually, I believe it was Stadium of the Year. Yeah. So that I think Target Field won that at one point. So up there with the big boys. But yeah, very, very fortunate. And again, it's nice when others recognize you.
I can tell you it is Stadium of the Year because you should read your promotional when you walk.
Yeah, it's right on the board.
Literally,
we're proud of it.
And also, you guys got it done on the field this year. We're the division champs.
Yeah, the team was fantastic. We're the high A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. And we won the first half, won the second half, made it all the way to the championship, lost in the last and deciding game, unfortunately, but just a tremendously talented group of people and players on the field, great coaching staff, and you're going to see these guys up with the Brewers probably in no time.
Well, I, you know, fans of the show know I'm a huge Brewer fan. Of course, we carry the game on many of our stations across Civic Media. Had an exciting season this year, and I did bring my old Brewers cap, I guess, is over there, and it's getting a little faded. And you guys, well, thank you, Chris. Chris Giese, our great videographer and grip here for the show. Here's my warm Brewers cap. I did have that with me, but it was so gracious you got to trade it out here for a Rattlers cap today. And I do have on, I've been wearing this since the premiere. Chris and I were at this, the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, the director and producer of that film. We've been talking about that. Have you had a chance to see it?
I what's really unfortunate is I haven't. And now I heard it's out of the theaters already. But I'm very good friends with Gorman Thomas, and he told me all about it. And it was happening while we were in a homestand and then went into the playoffs. And I just never found time to get out to the theater. So I'm
clearly Todd's hat was bought when Gorman Thomas was roaming.
That just means he's working hard.
I'm a true Brewers fan, right? Well, the good news is we can't confirm this, but I know I could say I think that that Kelly and Sean are working on a streaming deal perhaps a little bit later this year, and I know they're investigating doing DVDs because a lot of people want to give this movie to people for Christmas. It's one of the top-rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes. It's had great reviews, and it's just – talk to us about this affiliation with the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. I think a lot of people, maybe not in the Valley, don't realize there's a connection in this part of the state to the Brewers as well.
Yeah, so we are a part of minor league baseball. As I mentioned, we're the high A affiliate for the Brewers. So there's low A, high A, double A, triple A. And we became a Brewers affiliate in 2009. Before that, we were with the Seattle Mariners. We have a history that goes way back into the early 1900s. But ever since we became a Brewers affiliate, it's really just tied everything together in the state. And the fact that the Brewers, when they draft a player, they come here, and you get to see, you know, Jackson Chourio, who's right now, you know, the next superstar in all of Major League Baseball with our home club team with the Brewers, was just here 2 years ago. And just to be able to see him as a 18-year-old and then see what he's doing as a 20-year-old in Milwaukee is something special. But then at the same time, when a player gets hurt at the big league level, they'll come down here and they'll do a rehab with us. And Devin Williams pitched for us this year. Brandon Woodruff pitched for us last year. And it's really special to see that connection as well and be able to help the big league club and keep the guys close to home. And again, show that tie. And it's really neat for the players the fans of Appleton to be able to see these guys before they become superstars.
Sal Frelick, another great player, played here as well.
Sal Frelick, Garrett Mitchell, Freddie Peralta, Bryce Terang. I mean, the list
David Ortiz.
On. And David Ortiz, yeah, he was
Hall of Famer. David Ortiz, Big Poppy,
1996, yeah. Who would have thought? And then he becomes Big Poppy, Hall of Famer. And his tie, when he thinks of minor league baseball, he thinks of this as his home, is Appleton, Wisconsin.
It's so special. I mean, Trigby and I keep looking out the window because it's for those watching the stream. Chris Giese, our videographer, has this great shot. We are literally right behind home plate, and it's just an immaculate field. You got the great scoreboard, the digital scoreboard out there. Tell people a little bit about when they come out here to Fox City Stadium, what the experience is like. And it's not just baseball anymore. You have all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, no, the one thing we don't control is the action on the field. The Brewers handle all of the players, the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. So as much as I'd like to say, hey, we need a new closer or we need a new shortstop, it's not happening. So some year.
Well, you could say it.
I can say it. They just fall on deaf ears. Correct. So we really can't control the product on the field. This year, great team. In the past, we've had teams that haven't been so successful. So, yeah, we try to make sure it's entertaining. And one of the best compliments we get is when fans leave and, you know, they say, you know, I'm not a big baseball fan, but I love coming to Tim Rattler games. So whether it's the food that we have at the ballpark, in between innings, there's a different promotion going on. We have our world-famous Bratsuka that happens in between the fourth inning, where we actually have a giant brat cannon that we shoot brats into the stands. And
I love it.
Something always going on, fireworks on Fridays and Saturdays, lots of kids' events. So we have something at the ballpark for literally everybody. We have a kid zone. We have an adult playground. We have a giant slide in left field for fans of all ages. You think of the Brewers, and they have Bernie's slide in left field. You can't go down it. You go to a game, you're like, I wish I could go down it. You come here, we have our slide, and fans of all ages have done it. And really something for everybody.
And it's a beautiful stadium. You give Trigby and I a tour a little bit earlier. It's quite something.
I'll tell you, when we went down to the clubhouse, so I I haven't ever been. The one pro clubhouse I was in was an NHL clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that clubhouse is nicer than the NHL locker room I was in. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we went to the nine. I mean, it is. It's the best clubhouse in all of minor league baseball. When the rehab players come in from the Brewers, they're just mesmerized. Earlier this year, Christian Yelich was hurt. He was going to maybe do a rehab. It didn't work out because we were on the road. He doesn't have to go and do a rehab, but he wanted to come to Appleton.
Really?
Because he had heard about this. He's like, I have to see this clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is. It's something special. And last year when we just built it, so this was its second year, but the first year one of our players came in right off the trip from Arizona from spring training, and he's like, can I just sign a 10-year contract with you guys? I'm like, you know, don't get carried away. I mean, your goal is to move up. They love it. It's turned out amazing, and I'm glad you guys had a chance to see it.
So I have a question for you. Like, obviously, you know, I grew up in the Twin Cities, and we used to go after college to Saints and Bill Veeck. Like, can you talk a little bit about how much Bill Veeck has shaped the model of, because I'm just curious about it, for what you do here and in all these minor league parks?
Yeah, you know, it's Bill and it's his dad, Mike. You know, Veeck is in Rec. It's a classic book. I think everybody in minor league has to read that.
There's a great documentary on him too.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the doc? It's phenomenal. Mike,
yeah. And awesome. Again, just the craziness and the zaniness. And when they were the St. Paul Saints before they were affiliated, it was all about having fun and introducing the game to new fans. And we didn't, because we were in affiliated baseball, in minor league baseball, we weren't able to do the crazy things that
you didn't have a pig coming out and then have pigs, a pig roast in center field at the end of the year.
No nuns giving massages. But,
oh, you know, my sister works in assisted living, and Sister B lives in the assisted.
Really?
Yeah, I've met Sister B.
That's great. We're talking to Rob Zerjav, the president, CEO, managing partner here of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We're here at Fox City Stadium at Neuroscience Group Field. Just a fantastic facility. A couple of minutes before the first break, Rob, give us a sense here, because we're going through the stadium. You have a wedding here a little bit later, so this is not just a baseball facility, it's a community facility. Tell folks the other benefits here at Fox City Stadium.
Yeah, so when the stadium was built in 1995, it was just basically built for baseball. 70 games a year, beautiful location right off the highway, very visible, two huge parking lots, but just would sit empty. So when we were looking at renovation in 2012, going into the 2013 year, we thought, what can we do to make this venue basically usable year-round? So we added our upstairs club level suite space, but the club space is just, it turned out amazing. So we use it for the club level for the baseball games, but then it's a banquet space in the off season. But we'll host Christmas parties, breakfast, lunch, banquets, you name it. So really this facility is being used roughly 285 days, much every day when you come out to the ballpark.
How many people does it seat?
The stadium seats a little shy of 6,000, so about 5,900.
Wow, that's great. And if people want to get in contact as far as, you know, booking something or questions about it, is there a website they could go to here?
Yeah, timberrattlers.com, really easy, all one word, timberrattlers.com, has all the information. We'll have our banquet information. Season, again, it's crazy to think, is going to be right around the corner. We're going to start early April. And
Got the schedule right here for 2025 already. First home game set for Friday, April 4th. How about that?
Yeah, it comes fast. I feel like it just ended. It's already November.
As the owner, you can't like call somebody up and say, "Hey, we'd like that Cheerio guy back for our weekend series."
I you try, and I twist arms. I see this guy's hurt. You know, I think he could use a rehab. We try.
He could really use a shortstop.
A lot of politicking.
30 seconds.
Way.
Anything I haven't asked you? Want to make sure people understand?
No, again, very affordable, great. We do our food and beverage in-house. We get a lot of compliments on the different food offerings we have at the ballpark. But it's a great time. If you haven't been out to the stadium, I'd highly recommend giving us a chance, because once you come out, you'll be back.
TimberRattlers.com. You can find all kinds of great information. Rob Zerjav, thank you so much for being a great host. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's our pleasure. We'll be here live the entire show from Fox City Stadium, home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Great hats like this, great merch. TimberRattlers.com.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Years ago, I had some, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat? Just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States? Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wlakradio.com/contest-terms. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wlakradio.com/contest-terms. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More than 40 people killed, including children, after catastrophic and deadly flash flooding in central Texas. Many of them camping near the Guadalupe River when the flash flood came. A disaster declaration expanding in the state. The number of missing still unclear.
Those still missing include over 24 young girls from Camp Mystic. The beds in the cabins completely upended. This area got more than a foot of rain in a matter of hours, swelling the Guadalupe River, sending floodwaters streaming into neighborhoods and communities, overwhelming campgrounds.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei today made his first public appearance since the 12-day war between Israel and Iran began. The 86-year-old had spent the war in a bunker as threats to his life escalated. Bags of garbage piling up in Philadelphia. City workers demanding higher wages continue their days-old strike over this holiday weekend. This is ABC News. During 4th of July...